Good morning, you're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, it's a mild day across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, it's pleasantly sunny, perfect for a stroll outside. Be'er Sheva is warm and bright. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation. This update comes from Ynet. Also earlier this hour, the Turkish foreign minister claimed Israeli strikes in Syria threaten regional stability. The Jerusalem Post has more. Also this hour, the Israeli Navy has conducted its largest drill since October 7th, according to JNS. Separately, earlier today, I-24 News reported that World Vision has been selected for a significant U.S. aid program despite past ties to Hamas financing. And finally this morning, The Times of Israel shared that opposition sources claim Iran's supreme leader may be critically ill. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about the escalating tensions on four fronts, echoing the concerns of many. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, wrote earlier today that UN data challenges the narrative of a famine in Gaza, questioning previous accusations against Israel. The Times of Israel, in a post from earlier, highlighted claims about Iran's supreme leader potentially being on his deathbed. Let's go deeper. Starting with Israel's tense weekend ahead, Ynet reports Gaza strikes have slowed, but tensions remain high as Lebanon's ceasefire shows signs of strain. Forces in the West Bank are stretched thin, with Iran's position precarious. The potential for an escalation on multiple fronts poses significant risks to regional stability. Turning to the claims by Turkey's foreign minister. The Jerusalem Post details that Hakan Fidan condemned Israeli actions in Syria and Gaza, criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu's approach to peace. These comments might heighten diplomatic tensions between Israel and Turkey, impacting future negotiations. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy's significant drill involved hundreds of personnel across the Mediterranean and Red Seas. JNS explains this exercise simulates multi-arena warfare, a strategic move to enhance naval readiness. This readiness is crucial as Israel braces for potential conflicts. In a related development, I-24 News reports on World Vision's selection for a historic U.S. aid program. Despite past controversies over alleged ties with Hamas, this move marks a significant step in international aid dynamics. It raises questions about vetting processes and accountability in aid distribution. Finally, turning to Iran, the Times of Israel reveals rumors about the Iranian supreme leader's health. If true, this could lead to a power vacuum, affecting Iran's internal stability and its foreign policy, especially concerning Israel and the broader Middle East. On the economic front, first, Walla Business highlights new initiatives from Kiryat Shmona to Nahariya, aiming to foster growth in the Galilee region. These efforts come just before the Galilee Conference, signaling a push for regional development. Separately, Katech reports on CrowdStrike's investment in Israeli cyber startup Above. This move underscores the growing demand for AI-native security solutions amid rising insider threats. And finally, Net Business shares that Brigadier Gen Yehuda Elmakias, former head of Defense Ministry R&D, joins Ondas. His appointment continues the trend of integrating Israel's security expertise into the private sector. In a worse country. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.